Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So, fans, why do I always start the Daily Dust with the word so? Because I'm talking gossip. Fans are calling Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds' bromance an example of positive masculinity. Reynolds reminisced about their initial meeting in a recent interview. Y'all, it's giving me cute.
And you, just the fact that you knew my name meant so much to me. It really did. It was all the difference. You said, Ryan. And I just remember what a consummate host you were, but I also learned so much about what it means to lead a set.
Oh, they're adorable. Hugh says the key to their friendship is that Ryan is an unbelievable listener and they can talk about anything without judgment. Everybody needs a bestie like that. Someone tweeted that Tyler Perry should revamp Alfonso Ribeiro's career, and Alfonso replied, quote, I don't need or ever want that man to do anything for me. No word on what that beef is. Disney has released the teaser for Moana 2. Shut up!
This is a call from the ancestors to sail to new skies and reconnect our people across the entire ocean. Maui?
Boat snack!
Oh! Boat snack upgrade! Bacon and eggs? Why didn't you bring the pig last time?
Oh, I just don't even know what to say about that. Moana 2 premiering November 27th of this year. In a recent New Heights podcast episode, Travis Kelce discussed getting booed during an NBA game.
Whatever. Yeah, I got booed twice. It's whatever. I get it. I'm not from Dallas.
Why?
I'm just kind of like an innocent bystander. I don't know.
They don't like him? How could you not like Travis Kelce? He's adorable. Eminem teased his new single, Houdini, with an Instagram clip. He's seen live with magician David Blaine.
So what I was wondering is, like, how far can we go with this magic? Like, can we do, like, a stunt or something?
You mean something like this?
Well, for my last trick, I'm going to make my career disappear.
Wait, what?
Yeah, something about Slim Shady dying. The 12-string Hootenanny acoustic guitar John Lennon used in the Beatles' Help album will be auctioned today. It was lost for years. Now you can fit it in your rec room if you happen to have about $800,000 to blow on it. Y'all, my house isn't even worth $80,000. Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi are officially married. John Bon Jovi described it.
It was a very small family wedding. And the bride looked gorgeous, and Jake is happy as can be. And, it's true.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Oh, congratulations. That's a round of applause.
Yeah, let me tell you, you couldn't pick a better family. They are all very close. Carrie Fisher's friend James Blunt. Wait, what? Yeah, you're beautiful. That guy. Apparently they were friends. Anyway, he says he thinks Carrie died because she was mistreating her body under studio pressure to slim down for the Star Wars movies. Yeah, like we didn't already know that. Tim McGraw is starring in a Netflix drama series as a bull riding champion. You shut the front door. That's an 8-second ride right there. Really hope Mr. Kane's not listening. And a dirt alert. Shania Twain revealed she does not have hate toward her ex, Robert Mutlang. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. Despite his infidelity with her bestie.
Do I hate my ex-husband for making a mistake? No, it's his mistake, not my mistake. So sad for him that he made such a great mistake. That's not my weight.
Ooh, listen to her. Yeah, forgive, but don't forget. That's the Daily Dust. I had so much more, and I ran out of time. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome.